From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Members of the Federal Reserve's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee meet today in Washington. NPR's John Itzde reports observers expect no significant change in the Fed's interest rate policy. He says it's likely members will discuss potential changes to the Fed's communications policy.
Last month, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said policymakers are exploring ways to communicate more clearly. For some time, a special committee of Fed governors has been examining options. Among them, providing more information about the future path of interest rates, where they'd like inflation to be in the long term, and maybe even indicating at what level of unemployment they might raise interest rates. The goal is to help businesses and households make better economic decisions. A new communications policy is not expected to be announced today, but may be late in January. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
The House is set to vote today on a payroll tax cut extension, but it includes wording on a controversial oil pipeline proposal that Democrats say will sink it in the Senate. Iran is dismissing a U.S. request for return of a captured drone aircraft. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta says it's hard to know how much intelligence or technology knowledge the Iranians could get from the aircraft. The Army is investigating the deadly crash of two helicopters last night near Tacoma, Washington. NPR's Martin Costi reports four soldiers have died.
The crash took place sometime after 8 p.m. Monday night in the southwest training area of the sprawling military zone known as Joint Base Lewis-McChord, a joint Army-Air Force complex that served as a major training and staging installation for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Officials haven't shared many details yet, besides the number of victims and the fact that the helicopters were OH-58 Kiowas, light reconnaissance aircraft. Officials say they've already started the investigation into the cause of the accident. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Physicists in Switzerland say they've made major progress in their search for a particle that would complete the grounding theory of particle physics and help explain why matter has coalesced to form objects in the universe.
It's the only particle which we think that can explain why other fundamental particles like the electron have actually mass.
That's Albert Dirac at the European Organization for Nuclear Research, or CERN, speaking to the BBC. Mass can be described as the resistance of objects to being pushed. The latest research at the CERN supercollider does not prove that the so-called Higgs particle exists, but a member of one of two CERN teams on the project believes scientists are getting to the end of their search. A new Health and Human Services Department report claims alarming safety violations at Head Start Early Childhood Education Centers nationwide. The report surveyed 175 centers in eight states. This is NPR News. Today, the small Pennsylvania town of Bellefonte is at the center of a child sexual abuse scandal that has grabbed the nation's attention. NPR's Tom Goldman reports a preliminary hearing in the county courthouse there will bring together former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky and several of the young men who say Sandusky abused them as kids.
At today's preliminary hearing, the onus is on the prosecution to show there's enough evidence to take the case to trial. Toward that end, lead prosecutor Joseph McGettigan is expected to call some, maybe all, of Jerry Sandusky's accusers to testify. Sandusky, a revered former defensive coordinator at Penn State, faces more than 50 counts of child sexual abuse based on accusations by 10 alleged victims. Sandusky says he's innocent of the charges. There's tremendous interest in the high-profile case. One of the alleged victims' lawyers calls it a watershed moment in the understanding of child sexual abuse. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Mitt Romney is ratcheting up his attacks on Newt Gingrich, who has soared in the polls ahead of Iowa presidential caucuses 3 weeks away. Romney had been widely considered the Republican frontrunner until Herman Cain dropped out of the race and Gingrich won new attention. Romney is now focusing more on Gingrich than on President Obama and contrasting his own background in business with Gingrich's decades in Washington as a congressman and consultant.
If you think that a background in Washington and working to connect various people to Washington leaders and being in government affairs is what we need in Washington, why, he's the guy.
That's Romney in New Hampshire. Gingrich accuses Romney of bankrupting companies and laying off employees during his years in the private sector. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.